I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. El Paso County Commissioners are holding another public meeting on plans to expand I-25 from Monument to Castle Rock. 91.5 KRCC's Katie Laurie has more.
A series of informal listening sessions on the I-25 gap project indicates strong opposition among residents to CDOT's proposal of toll lanes to expand the highway. That's according to the Gazette. El Paso County Commissioner and Board President Daryl Glenn says the commissioners are unanimous in opposing the idea. He says he doesn't think El Paso County has received its fair share in funding for infrastructure projects and that it's important to put pressure on the state.
Doesn't matter what grants we're applying for, I don't believe any of them are contingent upon us having to toll this lane. It's strictly a decision that's at the state level.
CDOT has previously called toll lanes the best option. The department says because of limited funding, they would provide some relief that would cover the cost of long-term maintenance. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Katie Laurie.
The meeting takes place at Centennial Hall in downtown Colorado Springs tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. A Colorado lawmaker says White House advisors are receptive to his idea to hold accountable public officials in cities that limit cooperation with federal immigration officials. Republican State Representative Dave Williams and others met yesterday with advisors from the White House Domestic Policy Council. That comes one day after the Trump administration announced it had filed a lawsuit challenging California. This is 91.5 KRCC News.